This is Eric Bricking, production manager for Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure with V-Star Entertainment, and you're listening to the Alaska Airline Center podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airline Center podcast with John and Kate.
Joining us on the podcast now is Eric Bricking, production manager with Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure, coming here to the Alaska Airline Center June 14th through the 16th.
Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for being here, or sort of being here. You're in Fairbanks right now for the first set of the shows.
Yes.
Yeah, how was this trip to Alaska? Is this your first time to Alaska, or have you been here before?
No, actually, I've worked here 15 summers, so I have been here. And then just on vacation, I came up one year to visit friends. So I used to work for Holland America Princess, so the company that's now Holland America Princess, doing a show called The Music of Denali. And so originally as a performer in that show, and then eventually as the production manager for that show. So I've been to Alaska a lot, but mostly just in the Denali National Park area. And then, of course, it was always a treat to get to go to Fairbanks and especially Anchorage because it was the big city.
So no stranger to the state of Alaska. Well, welcome back. And yeah, beautiful part of the state that you've been in with Denali and get to see a little bit of everything out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's really a nice place to be, and especially like to get to work there every day and just be in the environment of it, and just have access to the national park to get to go in pretty much every day. I would hike in just for exercise, drink my coffee, and then head to work. For since it was a nighttime show, we had all morning free, whereas Paw Patrol's the flip side of that. So we usually start pretty early for load-ins, and oftentimes our first show of the day is at 10 a.m. So, but that means the latest we're ever there is 7:30 p.m. at night, because the show runs 90 minutes. So the latest we do our shows 6 o'clock, so I've had to get used to that, actually having the discipline to go to bed, because I'm more of a night owl. But so yeah, that's one non-traditional thing about this show, is the times earlier than normal.
Yeah, can you talk to us a little bit about what it takes to be a tour manager for such a large production?
Sure. Well, I'm the production manager, so I handle all of the technical aspects and the trucking. We have 4 semis that carry our set and our retail stuff. So a lot of my job is just making sure that those trucks get from one place to another. And then depending on the venue, sometimes they can't arrive, you know, if we're only 200 miles away from the next venue, but we're not performing for 5 days. Sometimes the venues will say, hey, you can't bring the trucks here after you load out. So it's finding a spot to park the truck, and then working with the venue, depending on the type of venue, be it a theater or an arena, about some of the things as far as rigging and masking and all kinds of stuff like that. But that's usually covered in the advance. And then on the day of load in, hopefully you can set it up like you drew it up. And but, you know, everybody's flexible, because sometimes you just don't know what you're getting into until you're on site. So you can plan all you want, but sometimes it changes day of, which is fine. You know, I have a really good group for the crew. They're all very good at what they do. And frankly, they, in their area of expertise, they all know way more than I do. So it's tapping on that expertise and trying to let the people who know what they know do what they do, and just help them, get them what they need to let it happen. So it's almost more like a facilitator than one walking around telling them how to do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Alaska shows are at the end of the tour, is this correct, for the Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure?
That's true. So we started back in September. Actually, I did my last show of Music of Denali on September 15th last year, and then drove up
performer
to Anchorage the next, I know, as the production manager.
Okay.
For that as well. So closed that, and then I think I flew into Minneapolis on the 17th of September.
Wow. Quick turnaround.
And yeah, and then we hit the road for a little bit of pre-production in Minneapolis. Then we did our rehearsals, and we had 2 weeks in Portland, Maine, at the arena there to make sure everything was good to go. Then we took off for Eastern Canada for 3 months. So we've been as far east as St. John's, Newfoundland, and now as far west as Alaska. So we've been to Texas at El Paso and Laredo. So as far south as that.
Nice.
Unless Phoenix is more south than El Paso. I don't think it is, but Phoenix and Tucson. But anyway, we hit California, Los Angeles, Seattle area. So we've been all over the country and even into Canada for five provinces. So
wow.
It's this Anchorage will be our 62nd city on this tour.
Holy moly.
So,
and
yeah,
you do multiple shows a day, too.
We do. So the most we'll do is three shows, a 10, a 2, and a 6. And so that's actually our Saturday schedule when we're in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a Friday night show at 6, and then 3 Saturday, 2 Sunday, and then our loadout. So
that's
kind of a typical schedule for us for a weekend. It varies a little here and there, just depending on how big the city is. But, yeah, we're kind of used to doing that. But one thing I'll say about it is my company, V-Star Entertainment, they take really good care of us on the road. So, you know, catering shows up and it's always good. And we stay in pretty nice hotels. And we always, like, travel is just considered 100% in the sense, like, your comfort on the bus and in flights that aren't crazy, things like that. So it makes it way easier to do three shows a day when the infrastructure of the company is just set you up for success, if that makes sense. Because I've toured with other organizations that it's not as nice sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So doing something like this, you just realize they, you know, like they want the show to succeed so much. And not only do they say they want it to succeed, you feel it because there's money behind it in the accoutrements of the tour, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
And being on the road that long, you know, like you said, since September, I mean, that's a long stretch for anybody, whether it's a rock star or you know, production like this, where people are on the road away from friends, family, and that is a grind. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. If you can have that support behind you, it makes a huge difference, both, you know, physically and mentally to get through a long stretch like this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, otherwise it would, I don't know. I don't know how the bad behaviors or bad things would manifest themselves necessarily, maybe calling out of shows or things like that. But occasionally we'll have like a full week sit down where you might have 3 or 4 days at the beginning of a week where you can either fly home if you're close or want to do that. That helps sometimes. I did that once or twice just to see my mom and dad and girlfriend and see my family and things like that. So it's, you know, you pick your times, you know, the schedule well in advance if you can get away for a couple days and actually sleep in your home bed.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, when you wrap up with Anchorage too, are all of you then on a break or are most of you rolling right into another production right after this?
Well, so the trucks have to get back to Minneapolis, so that's going to take at least a week. But the short answer is we'll be on a 3-week break, and then we go back into set refurb. So we'll be working on the set and things. I mean, it's kind of like just making sure that the equipment is working correctly, and we got to have our rigging hoists recertified and check our, like, the cable that we use to hang the set essentially off the roof of an arena. All of that stuff needs to get refurbished, you know, or just looked at and basically approved to go back out again. But we will pull it down, have a 3-week break, and then some of the cast members will be staying on, and we'll be getting some new cast members. They'll go into a rehearsal period, and then we'll also be getting some new technicians on the tour as well. So some people have other things that they're going to do at the end of this contract, but some of us will stay on. I myself staying with the show, so
congrats.
I have 3 weeks off and then report back to Minneapolis on July 7th.
Oh, wow. So you'll be busy. No rest for
yeah.
the weary there.
No, not at all. I mean, again, though, like, it's such a fun job and it's such a good job. Like, it's a really nice experience. I mean, of course, it'd be nice to have a month off and just go sit at a beach, which will be part of my time. But also, it's nice having work. You know, in entertainment, you feel like you can never not be working because you never know when that next job's coming.
Right.
So it's not a bad thing to have work.
Yeah. Kind of along that line, what's one of the most unique aspects about being on this kids tour that's maybe unlike working for Music of Denali or any of the other types of shows and acts that you have worked with in the past?
You know, we have a level of, I would say, purity and decorum, meaning very strict rules about what can and can't be shown and how it can be presented. And those are guidelines given to us by Nickelodeon, who produces Paw Patrol for the actual cartoon. But they're very, very protective, I would say, of the kids more so than the actual show, meaning like they don't want to ruin the magic for the kids by having any kids backstage or having anything sort of interfere with the image that they're portraying with Paw Patrol. So it goes, I don't know that it's that they're strict, but it's just an extra layer of thing that once you kind of see it and are involved in it, you understand why they want it like that. And I really do appreciate the fact that they've taken the extra step on so many levels to really create this show for kids, that it's like a rock show for six-year-olds. So we have huge amount of lights, and we have a video wall that is interactive with the characters. So it's really, really neat to see. And when you hear that first pup come out on stage and it's life size and the kids see him run up, I've said it sounds like the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. It's just, you almost can't hear the music. It's so loud. So
wow.
When you get that sort of immediate visceral reaction to what you're doing and know that you have a hand in it, it's really fun to know. And also just for, I've said this to local stagehands before. I said, you know, these are right now, this audience, we're building the audience for the rock concerts coming down the line, and the live entertainment and things like that. Because once you start seeing a show and get that excited about it as a 5 or 6 year old or 4 year old, you always want to go back to something like that. So These are the audiences of the future. So the rock bands of the future can thank us.
Yeah, and I can certainly attest to that firsthand. I have a 3-year-old daughter, just about 4, and she loves Paw Patrol and is really excited for this and watches it daily. And, you know, Paw Patrol as a whole has been so exciting for the kids in this age. And you know, you have some of the other shows and touring acts, but the buzz that we got behind the Paw Patrol Live, especially this one for the Great Pirate Adventure, has been amazing, and people just been knocking down the doors trying to get tickets to the show. It's a lot of great buzz and a really good show,
especially for that VIP experience. There's been, you know, those things sold out almost immediately, so it's really great to see that there's a really good family friendly community out here. I'm sure you can attest that it's all across the country that just is really stoked for some just good clean entertainment and things that they can bring the whole family to.
Oh, exactly. And you know, I know it's geared for a younger audience, but the production value of it is, it's really, really high quality. So I think even for adults, there's, you know, there's enjoyment to be had watching the show and just seeing how happy the kids are when they're watching it. But yeah, you're exactly right. Paw Patrol's so popular, and it's great to hear that it's selling well, because as I've said to folks on tour, you know, I want the company to keep coming back to Alaska.
Yeah.
I'll come back all the time, you know, especially if it's part of my job to do it. So it's great that that's the way it's going. So,
and there are still great tickets available for anybody out there that hasn't gotten their tickets yet. June 14th to the 16th here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Get your tickets at alaskaairlinescenter.com. Once again, don't miss out on Paw Patrol Live, the Great Pirate Adventure, coming up next week.
Next week. Yeah.
And Eric, thank you for taking the time. If you want to touch a little bit on some of your early history and how you got into the entertainment industry as a whole, and then what led you to this point.
Oh, well, yeah. Originally, I was a performer. I was a singer, and ended up getting a musical theater degree. So that's what kind of got me into the business. And then, I don't know, along the way, I kind of switched over to being on the management side. And one thing led to another. And here I am as the production manager of this tour. It's always funny to think like, oh yeah, I went to school for singing. I didn't go to school for technical theater or anything like that. So everything I've learned along the way. And again, my crew's been so nice to bring me up to speed on so many details and technical aspects. And they're happy to do it. As long as I'm not interfering with their load in. But so often if we're just having a conversation and I had a question, they're happy to take 10 minutes and explain to me why one thing has to be a certain way, especially with the rigging part of the show, hanging our hoist to lift the set off the deck. it's a really fascinating process to me, and it's, you know, something you have to do right and be meticulous about, but it's all kind of math and how the angles form, things like that. But if you'd have told me, you know, even 5 years ago that I'd be doing something like this, I'd have been like, you're crazy. So it's funny how it all works out, but I was really excited to go on tour, and even though we're 60 venues in at this point, it's still exciting to be a part of, especially when we get to come to really neat cities and towns like Fairbanks and Anchorage. And well, for me, it's a bit of a homecoming, but you know, it's great to get to go to places like St. John's, Newfoundland, and it's all, and the reaction's the same everywhere, so it's a universal reaction. But I started as a singer, and then to get to Alaska, a friend of a friend, somebody dropped out of the show in Denali, and so a friend of a friend called me out of the blue and said, I heard you used to be a performer. Would you be interested in coming to Alaska? We need somebody. I didn't ask any questions. I just said yes. So that was that. Uh-huh. That was 2002, and I drove up.
Small world. Look at that.
Now you're pretty much a local.
It's basically kismet, as they say, meant to be.
I know, and I it feels like being a local, but I always say, the star is that asterisk is I've never spent a winter.
Ooh, I moved here in winter, man. You can't even, apparently you can't earn your Alaska stripes until you've survived the full year.
That's right. And that's why I'll never claim it. But when I add up months of my life, I think it's over 7 years. So
it's a good amount of time.
At one point, well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of time. It's like, how did that happen? I blinked my eyes and there it went. So yeah, it's fun to be back. It's fun to be back doing something different and not just being in Denali, even though that place is awesome.
Was there any unique factor when you guys decided to come to Alaska that is maybe different from any of the other cities that you guys decided to tour in?
Well, getting the trucks here, you know, sending them up the Alcan and making sure that they had enough time in case something went wrong mechanically or things like that. But other than that, I'm sure the company manager who had to organize all the flight, things like that, that was different. But we actually had a 10-day break before we came up while the trucks could come up and make sure that there's enough time. So I'll say this, everybody who is here and ready to go for the show is fresh for sure, because we just had 10 days and I think everybody was able to go see their families and really relax a little bit. And so everybody was so stoked that we get to come to Alaska to finish this tour and have the break before it. So we're not just coming in hot, all road weary. But yeah, if we're going to be weary from anything, it's going to be from doing too many Alaskan things.
Well, we're excited that you're coming to Alaska. And once again, we have some awesome seats that are still available June 14th, 15th, and 16th. 6 shows in 3 days. And you guys will be able to see all of the pups from Adventure Bay coming to the Great Pirate Adventure. And we're really excited to have you guys here.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And it is a fun show. So I don't know if folks who are listening know, but with the Great Pirate Adventure, the whole show has a pirate theme to it, and it's really fun. And so the pups are in search of Long John Larry's long-lost treasure. I don't want to give away too much, but that they're trying to get to the treasure before Mayor Humdinger does.
Ooh.
And it's a pretty fun and interesting and really well put together plot and show, and the music is really fun too. So fun, in fact, I dare you to try to get it out of your head after you see it.
Exactly. See,
I've
introduced Kate to the theme song and the Paw Patrol over the last several months when we've been working on this, and it is tough to get out of your head for sure.
I don't have tiny humans in my life, but I'm aware of Paw Patrol now. I get it, sort of. No, I get it.
No, it's great. It's a good show. And yeah, I mean, kids of the younger ages are just going wild over this. And it's going to be a lot of fun. They are excited to see you guys the 14th, 15th, and 16th here at the Alaska Airlines Center.
Well, cool. Well, we're excited to have you here. Thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us a little bit about you and about Paw Patrol. We're definitely looking forward to seeing you guys here in the next couple days.
Well, thanks. We're definitely looking forward to being there. I mean, it's going to be really fun to get down to Anchorage. And I mean, we're having fun in Fairbanks right now. So we're actually driving down via motor coach. So the whole Parks Highway from Fairbanks to Anchorage, nice. Which I've done many times. And I was kind of like, we're driving?
Yeah.
But
not a bad scene.
But I know it'll be fun. Right, right. It'll be fun for everybody else. So I'll have to get over myself on that.
Yeah, you're going to show the cast and crew your old stomping grounds. And you guys going to stop in Healy or Denali anywhere on the way back? And
well, you know, I think we're talking about stopping in Denali to, you know, like, every 2 hours or so, try to get off the bus, stretch, use the restroom, grab a snack or something. So it's kind of a natural stop to do that. It's just a matter of finding where we can let off two motor coaches, like, and then have all the stuff there. So we were talking, company manager and I, about different ideas, but we might actually head into the park just a little bit, hit the Wilderness Access Center, let people see that. But we know they have multiple restrooms and you can still get a coffee and a snack and continue on down the road. So yes. I think it would be fun to do.
Snacks are the key to life. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, favorite snack, go.
Oh, favorite snack. I think right now my favorite snack is Almond Joy Candy Bar.
Ooh,
and or
good
Tapatio
choice.
Doritos.
Ooh, Tapatio Doritos. Okay, I see.
That sounds pretty good.
Sounds good. Ultimate munchy mix.
Good road trip mix right there.
Yeah.
That is a good road trip mix. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We know you're busy and we appreciate you taking the time. Good luck with the shows up in Fairbanks and we're excited to have you down here in Anchorage. Absolutely safe travels. And thank you for joining us. We had Eric Bricking today, the production manager for Paw Patrol Live, the great pirate adventure.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. Drive safe. We'll see you soon.
That's right. For more information, check out AlaskaAirlineCenter.com. We have our full event calendar there and information about the building as well, with bag policies, anything that you may need to know
FAQs.
About. FAQs. Yes, all the information that you'll need before you come to a show or an event. If you haven't yet, sign up for our Cyber Club as well. You get our email blast that give you upcoming events, special promo codes and pre-sale announcements as well. All
the
information.
On the ins.
Our social media channels, most of those are at AK Air Center. Got Facebook at Alaska Airlines Center. Check us out. Follow us for all the latest and greatest.
On Twitter and on Instagram as well.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. We will be back and post another one here shortly with some more information. Until then, we'll see you later.
It's Maya, a.k.a. Seattle Superstar, and you are tuned into the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.